Sagt the Mishnah weiter, Masech des Sukkah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, the first day of Yom Tov, Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos, that falls on Shabbos. Now, we don't take Lulav and Esrog if the first day falls on Shabbos, or if any of the other days fall on Shabbos, but in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they did. The only thing is, they still weren't allowed to carry it. Chazal didn't make a gzeira not to take the Lulav and Esrog. Chazal made it for us out of concern that we may bring it to a baki, bring it maybe to our neighbor that lives across the street, or a Talmud Chacham to teach us how to do the Ninuyim and how to make the brachas. So the times of the Beis HaMikdash, on the first day, they didn't make that gzeira. But that doesn't mean you're allowed to carry it. You still weren't allowed to carry it in the Rishos HaRabim. So what did they do? Zakt the Mishnah, Kala Amma Lichen Es Loveim. All the people would bring their Lulavim, the Beis HaKnesses, to the Beis HaKnesses, on Friday, in Erev Shabbos. Lemachras, tomorrow. Mashkim in a boy, they would wake up early and come. And Kol Echad Ve'echad Makir Eshalai, everyone recognized their own Lulav. Ah, this is mine. The night lie, and they would take it. Why did everyone have to recognize their lulav? And they sh'amru chacham, because the chachamim said, "Ein adam yaitzi yedei chivase." A person is not yaitzi his chayv b'yamtiv harishon shel chag, on the first day of yamtiv, b'lulavi shel chaveri, with the lulav of a friend. As we have discussed many times, the pasuk says, "V'lakachdem lachem b'yam harishon, lachem mishalachem." It has to be yours. So everyone had to recognize their own. L'maisa, there is an etza, as the Batanura reminds us, and that is, I want to use someone else's esrig on the first day. He gives it to me as a gift. Ah, he needs it back. So it's going to be a matana amanas lahachzer, a gift on the condition that I return it. And what if I don't return it? Then it was never a gift to start with, and I wasn't yaitza. Zak the Mishnah Vayter, Shaya Maisachag, throughout the other days of Sukkos, Adam yaitza yedei chivasei bilulavi shel chaveri. A person is yaitza his chayv, with even a friend's lulav, because there it doesn't say lechem. Okay, quickly chazering over, we learned in our Mishnah, we said when the first day of Sukkot falls on Shabbos, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they did fulfill the mitzvah of Dalet Minim. We are not allowed to. The Chazal said no. Chazal was scared we're going to come to carry it Dalet Amos Bereshis Rabbim. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, there was no such gzeira, at least not on the first day. So everybody brought their lulav to the Beis HaKnesses Erev Shabbos. Because although they did fulfill the mitzvah of Dalet Minim on Shabbos, you still weren't allowed to carry it. It wasn't doicha, the yisur of haitzah. The Mishnah told us that the next day, everyone would have to recognize their own lulav, because you're not yaitzah on the first day with the lulav of a friend. That's because it says lechem, during the other days of Yom Tov, you could be yaitzah, even with your friend's lulav. Let's just clarify this. When the first day of Sukkot falls on Shabbos, in the Beis HaMikdash, they took Lulav and Esrog. What about everywhere else outside of the Beis HaMikdash? During the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they took their Lulav and Esrog. After the Churban HaBayis, we don't. We're not allowed to. Even though on the first day, there's a Chiyuv Min HaTorah. What about the rest of the days, besides for the first day, when it's not Shabbos? Well, in the Beis HaMikdash, they took their Dalet Minim. During the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they did not take it anywhere else besides for the Beis HaMikdash. Bezman hazeh, that we have no Beis HaMikdash, there's a chiyuv midrabanan zecher lemikdash, like we learned in the earlier Mishnah, the Takana of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. What about if Shabbos falls during any of the other days? Even at the Beis HaMikdash, they did not take their lulav and esrog. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it's not negeya, because during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, there was no lulav and esrog outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And bezman hazeh, it is also aser. If it's aser on the first day, when it's deraisa, of course, would be aser if Shabbos falls on any of the other days, where it's only an iser midrabana. Perhaps you're going to ask, how can the rabbis stop us from fulfilling a mitzvah min ha-tayra? And the answer is they can. Yesh koyach biyad chachamim lakar dover min ha-tayra. The chacham can even stop us from fulfilling a deraisa, as they stop us from taking the lulav on Shabbos, or they stop us from taking a shofar on Shabbos. B'shevi al taisa. B'shevi al taisa means that Chacham can only say don't fulfill a deraisa. They cannot tell us be over a deraisa, that physically we should do something against the Torah, but they can stop us from fulfilling the mitzvah. And of course, that's the greatest mitzvah, that we listen to the Chacham, because that is what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants us to do.